This is Just Women, every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on Brooklyn's Radio.
I'm now joined in the studio by Petrina Johnson, vocal coach. Hello there, Petrina.
Hello, Jackie. It's lovely to be here.
Well, thanks for joining us.
Great.
And you have a very impressive, illustrious career as a performer, don't you? Because you've been performing with Barry Manilow.
That's right.
And then you work with Petula Clark, Rita Moreno, in the final production of Sunset Boulevard, and that you also played Patsy Cline on tour, and Always Patsy Cline.
Yes, I did. So, yes, quite a sort of a varied career, really, and meeting some of my idols, which has been amazing, especially Barry Manilow.
Yes,
that was incredible.
And what was he like then?
Just as lovely as you'd imagine. From the age of 14, I got into his music, and then it was back in my late 20s. My sister said, oh, Barry Manilow's got a musical coming out in the West End. And she said, you should go to the audition. He's looking for somebody like Judy Garland. And just go along. So I queued up with about, oh, I don't know, thousands of other girls. Got through, got into the show. And the day I met him, it was just, because I'd been a huge fan, that was just incredible. He was so supportive. Just a lovely, genuine man. And I think some of the other kids in the show were a bit younger than me, so they didn't really get as excited. But as soon as he walked through the door, I was just like, oh, it's Barry Manilow. So, yeah, he was really supportive.
And what sort of role were you playing in that?
I was covering Conchita, which is the Spanish character, and she's married to Rico. So, you know, the whole song of Copacabana?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's the story of the show.
Oh, of course.
So Conchita is the... So she's the Spanish character. She's... And walked through the door and I think they just thought, yeah, dark hair, she looks the part, she's done her own shows in the West End. Yeah, she can play that role. So I covered that and I also covered Lola. So it was a wonderful experience.
It sounds amazing.
It really was. And our opening night was his birthday, I remember, all those years ago.
Oh, wow.
So you had all of his fans there. It was... best time ever in that show. Really
fantastic.
Was.
Well, just to recap a bit, you actually made your stage debut at the age of 5.
Yes, I did.
Which is incredible.
Yeah.
What was that? Doing what?
I was just doing a concert. I had a singing teacher and a piano teacher in those days. I was 5 years old and they were called Mr. and Mrs. Balls and they had this concert at their house and I had to stand on a stool because I was only this little 5 year old. And I couldn't understand why my knees were knocking. And I kept saying to my mum, why were my legs shaking before I got up to sing? But little did I know I'd end up having a career doing this. And,
so you didn't sort of set out, oh, I'm going to be a singer?
I always think, I don't know, I always felt I wanted to be. But my dad kept saying, well, do the amateur operatics, you'll be happier and then have a normal life. But no, straight in at the deep end, stage school in London at 16, you know.
Yes, the art educational school.
Arts educational,
school.
Yeah. Yes.
And what was your first job as a performer?
Oh, gosh. I think I went to Sardinia to a hotel there as the singer. And that was incredible. I met so many people. I'm still in touch with those people now. So
amazing.
It was a long time ago.
Yes.
And worked on a cruise a year later. As a singer on the ship there, just in the production show. And now, what's so lovely is that I'm doing all the great big cruise lines, doing my own show. So they fly me out, and I'm going on the Queen Mary 2 in a couple of weeks to do my concert, and then they'll fly me home a few days later. So it's wonderful that I'm still doing it after all these years.
Yes, and what sort of show do you put together then? What sort of songs do you include?
Well, with my background, I thought, well, I'll do a night at the musicals. And with the demographic, the type, the age and everything of the guests on board, that's right up their street. So you know you're going to get them in to the theatre. So I'm covering songs from Evita, Sunset Boulevard, because I was in that show with Petula, as you said, and Rita Moreno. I do a few impersonations of musical theatre characters as well. Judy Garland, Liza, Andrews.
Oh, it sounds wonderful. I wish I could see it.
So it's great fun.
And do you ever perform the show locally?
I haven't done.
No.
I would love to. I really, really would, because I just feel I'm most relaxed and in control when I'm on stage. Or my other job is actually I'm a vocal coach. So when I'm doing that, then I'm really relaxed, because I just love, if you've done it yourself, then you can hand that over to somebody else that's learning.
So tell us about being a vocal coach then. When you say vocal coach, are you meaning a singer presumably?
Yes.
You're not doing about voice projection or...
No, but it's very similar, because it's all to do with the breathing. And people have no idea. They say, do you get a sore throat if you're singing for 2 hours? And I say, no, but my back sometimes hurts and my feet hurt for standing up for so long. But... yeah, it's all to do with the breathing. I had a really great vocal coach when I was learning in the West End, Ian Adam, and everybody went to him. And he taught Michael Crawford when he did Phantom. He was just the most incredible teacher. So I've followed in his footsteps and learned everything that he taught me. And I've written a book on how to learn to sing.
Really? Yeah. Where can we get hold of that? From your website?
From my website, yeah. It's called Seduced by Song.
Oh, I love it.
And
I love
it
the title.
You, yeah.
It's fabulous.
So it takes you from, if you want to learn to sing and you think you can't, you'll be amazed, because it's about confidence, it's about breath control, it's about how you use your face to hit certain notes, it's how you stand, how you hold yourself. So I've gone right from beginners right up to when you perform and actually do a show for an audience, so that the book covers lots of aspects of everything like that, the how you stand, how you use your face. But it's all to do with breathing. That's the main thing.
Sure. And so do you teach adults and children?
Oh, yes, yeah.
So would a business person come to you if they have problems public speaking and
they have
and
spoke
talking
to me about this before? Yeah, I've helped a few friends on this, because and then I did some presenting a few years ago, and I noticed that I've really got to use the diaphragm, because you will get a sore throat, and if you're talking for hours on end, so I have helped people with that, and I find it helps people relax as well if they're breathing correctly and supporting in the right way. It just helps them after a lesson. They just go, oh, wow, I feel amazing. So I teach children from as young as about 5 or 6.
And do they study for exams, singing exams?
Yes. And I've got a few into different colleges that have been to me. They come to me. It's a one-to-one lesson for an hour.
For
usually.
An hour, okay.
And sometimes if children just want half an hour, if they don't think they can concentrate for that long, I've started doing half an hour slots as well. But for adults, yeah, it's an hour, and for the older children from about 8 to 9, you know,
okay,
they do the longer. So they come to me and we go through all the different techniques of how to use your face, how to breathe, and then we go through any song that they'd want to do. It can be a pop song, a musical theatre, whatever they want to do. And I think that keeps their interest, and it keeps me up to date with what's in the charts. But yeah, so it works really well. And then I teach them mic technique, and I put headphones on them, so they get to do all the up-to-date songs. So it gives them, it keeps them sort of in topical, doing topical things that they absolutely love, rather than a lady sitting there at a piano plonking away.
Sure, sure. And yeah. is there any truth in the fact that some people think everyone can sing?
I think there is, because my sister... She's always said all her life she couldn't sing. And a few years ago, I had her doing the ABBA song, I Have a Dream. And my mother said, I can't believe this. We've never thought Michaela could sing in all these years. And it's because she didn't have the confidence. So I think, yeah, it's just that fact that you've got to really listen, really focus in on what you're aiming for. And don't get nervous, because then everything will just go, ah.
Yes, absolutely. You know? Yes, I think a lot of it also is people are told as children, oh, you can't sing. So that's what happened to my husband. He was told, oh, you can't sing. But he can. He joined a choir eventually.
Oh, but, you know. I had this with dancing. I was always told when I was younger, oh, you're not so good at dancing. But I do okay. And so when I go for an audition, I think, oh, no, let me sing first. Whereas my singing teachers from the age of 5 would say, yes, this is great, you know. But it's been lovely mentoring people, and I've literally got one girl that's recording an album. Her name's Rachel King, and her manager called me a few months ago. His name's Jan van Mesdag. He said, I'm looking for a vocal coach. He said, but I don't want something that's operatic, because she sounds a bit like Anastasia. And I said, oh, that's right up my street. And I've got to tell you, this girl, she hadn't had a singing lesson in her life, but she's a great writer. And I was so excited, because I'm teaching her where to place the voice to have that commercial sound. I'm a huge Anastasia fan, and I sat watching her a few years ago, and she uses the mask of the face, so it's to have that, it really cuts through, and that's what this girl is doing. But I don't want to give her so much training that we lose that lovely rawness that she's got for recording.
Sure.
So that's why we work really well together.
So you also mentor people and you also manage artists, I believe.
Some of them. I mean, I've got a few people I've helped get onto cruise lines doing their own acts. I can help people sort of get into the industry. But I'm mainly noticing just lately it's vocal coaching I'm doing the most of because, yeah, that's what people...
Teaching people to sing. And is that the X Factor knock-on effect?
I think it is, you know. And it's so funny because one lady came to me a few years ago and I said, well, you can come and do a show with Alex as a lad that was one of my first students, Alex Newman. And he came to me and he loves doing all the Rat Pack stuff.
Oh, lovely.
And he is sensational. He's got this incredible voice and I've seen him progress in 5 years. And it's like Windlesham's version of Michael Bublé. I just think he's amazing.
Wow, he does sound good.
And he got married last year and he sang and he kept looking over at me and everybody was just like, oh, this guy's amazing. We didn't know he could sing like that. So it's just, you know, I'm helping him. I get different gigs for him locally. And it's just so encouraging. So he's a fantastic singer. And so many of them go on to go into London colleges. So I get them in. One girl's gone to a college in Winchester just recently, and I helped her get into that. Another lady came to me because she wanted to do a drama and singing course. Would I help her with singing and how to promote herself? And so I've helped her. She got into the course. So it's been a great, great experience.
That's fantastic. Yeah. If somebody wanted to come to lessons to you, how much do you charge?
It's for adults, it's £45 an hour. But I'm doing a special rate where if you do 10 lessons, you get that, it's £400. So you get each lesson for £40. So that's £400 for 10 lessons or £45 for the 1 hour. And for children, it's £40 an hour. But then I'll do a course of 10 for them at £360. So it works out at £36 a lesson. And I tell you, I have such a great time. I'm so busy. One lady, I've got to tell you, saw me on a cruise ship in January. And she came over and she said, I would love to have singing lessons, but I'm from the States. And I said to her, right, I don't know how we're going to do this unless we do Skype or something. She said, no, I come over to the UK, I'm an air hostess. So I picked her up at Farnborough Station the other day, brought her to mine, gave her an hour's lesson, and then dropped her off again. Amazing.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. Could you like to give us your website details if people want to get some more information?
Yes, it's oscarproductionsltd.com. So it's oscarproductionslimited.com.
Okay, thank you very much,
Patrina.
Lovely,
it's been wonderful. Thank you so much. Lovely to be here.
So that was Patrina Johnson, vocal coach.
You're listening to Just Women on Brooklands Radio. You can join in by emailing any comments or questions you may have to justwomen@brooklandsradio.co.uk or check us out on Facebook. Search for Just Women at Brooklands Radio. Just Women is just what you need.